Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
When was the last time you cleaned your mattress? When was it? Not changing your bed sheets now. I mean, really doing a deep clean of your mattress, because experts would tell you that you should be cleaning your mattress every 6 months or once every season if possible. Now, you may be surprised that it's so often. It is so often. One person who isn't surprised is Kelly. She is from an Instagram account, which is not from an Instagram account. She has an Instagram account called Irish Dream Clean and Home on Instagram. It's very, very popular. She gives really good tips and I had to talk to her. Kelly O'Brien, how are you?
I am good. Jennifer, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. So, this 4 to 6 months of cleaning your mattress, what do you say to that? Is that a myth? Is this true? Why do we have to clean them so often?
Well, think about it, Jennifer. You do spend a third of your life in your bed, really. You know, 8 hours a night, third of your life in your bed. You know, it's prone then to things like you're sweating, dead skin cells, and you want to prevent dust mites. So, really, you really don't want to get dust mites in your mattress.
Okay.
So the best thing is to keep on top of it. Keep it clean.
Okay.
That you're not...
Even if I'm changing the sheets regularly, like every week.
Yeah, even if you're changing the sheets. And one thing I will say, and I'm surprised by this, is not everybody actually has a mattress protector. I'm really shocked. I've done a little poll there and I'd say maybe one third of people don't have mattress protectors, and I would definitely recommend mattress protectors.
But then how often do you have to clean the mattress protector?
Well, what I would say is I would usually clean mine maybe every 6 weeks. Maybe it could be every 4 weeks, could be 6 weeks, could be 8 weeks. If it's a good drying day outside, I just kind of go at it.
Okay, so you're cleaning the mattress protector every 6 to 8 weeks and then you're cleaning the mattress every 6 months. Okay.
I'd even do it. I do it more often, to be honest. So like when I am stripping the bed and I feel like the mattress protector needs changed, if that's in the wash, I will just get the upholstery cleaner and I will vacuum the mattress.
Okay.
Also,
okay.
That, you know, like you don't have to do a thorough deep clean. Like it doesn't have to be, oh God, here we go. Like we're going to have to, you know, get all the products out and start in the mattress. Like you could just easily keep on top of it by doing things like that. I understand people have hectic lives, busy lives. You know, it's bad enough trying to get the sheets done and the washing done, you know. So if you just even, when you're washing the mattress protector, give it a quick
Hoover.
Vacuum over, yeah, with the upholstery
gotcha.
Attachment around the sides, etc.
Okay. Ah, dust mites. Let's talk about them. Are they that bad? I mean, what are the health benefits of doing this rigmarole of cleaning your mattress and your mattress protector every couple of weeks and every couple of months?
Well, they do say that if you don't, like, you're leading yourself open to things like sinus infections and allergies and, you know, the nasal drip. And the nasal drip is obviously going to cause a cough, and then that's going to affect your night's sleep. And then, you know, the air control in the room isn't good. And if you want a better night's sleep, you're better off sleeping in a clean environment.
Sure.
You know.
How often are you changing your bed sheets then?
Well, I don't have a set day. I know there's people on Instagram that have, like, clean sheet Sunday or whatever. Whatever day I have available and free, if the weather's dry, I will do them either weekly, every 10 days, 2 weeks. I would never let it go longer than 2 weeks, but usually every
2 weeks. Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah,
I would do the
between,
same.
In between a week and 2 weeks. It could be 9 days, could be 7 days, could be 10 days. You know, just whatever. You know yourself, if you're going out and you have a big tan on, or, you know, your kids are sick or there's a bug in the house, you know, you're going to do the more frequent, but generally in between a week to 2 weeks is when I would do my sheets.
Okay. Talk to me about fake tan. Is that is that just hopeless to get out of mattress protectors and sheets? Do you have any recommendations to how to get fake tan stains out?
I would use, like, if you're talking about bedroom, I'm not really into chemicals, like putting chemicals into the bedroom. So things like, go to your natural products, like your baking soda, mix with a bit of dish soap, like a fairy liquid, and kind of rub it in on the stain before you wash it. Maybe let it sit for a few minutes and then put it in like a good boil wash. It should remove it. Even things like white vinegar should help remove stains like that also.
Okay. I have to ask you, I remember talking about this before, because pillows, sometimes when you take the pillowcase off, they look a bit odd, don't they? I mean, they're very stained very quickly. What is the lifespan of a pillow, would you say? I mean, would you wash it? Because they're very hard to wash. And we've had people on the show before that have washed pillows and have had maggots because they've infested in the feathers if they weren't dried properly. Is there a lifespan to a pillow?
Well, they do say maybe roughly 1 to 2 years. They actually say things like your posture. You know, if you feel like it's affecting your posture, you know, you're not getting a good enough night's sleep, your neck sore, like that. If it's stained, if you feel like it's starting to smell, definitely get yourself a new pillow. You know, they're not too expensive if you stick to, you know, you can get them anywhere, really.
Okay.
You need a right. You need a good pillow to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you're dead right. Kelly, tell me about this Instagram page. How did you get into this kind of thing? Were you a professional cleaner or is this something that you do as a little side hustle?
Yeah, just a little side hustle. It was just something I loved following. You know, like people would go on Instagram and you'd follow, obviously you're talking about those dog accounts and stuff. But like people would follow things like influencers and stuff. And like you look at things like that and you get a bit like, oh, I want that. And you feel like that's the way everyone should be living. And then I came across cleaning accounts. So I was following a lady called Little Miss Mops or something. And then there was obviously the whole Hinch army and the whole Hinch scene. And cleaning pages just got really popular. And I was like, I think I would like maybe to do this. So I just set it up and then lockdown happened. And then it was my little haven. It was my little place where I could just like zone out and I don't know, I just really enjoy it. It just motivates me. Like watching other people's stuff and learning tips and tricks from them also, and it just really gives me that motivation to, if I'm sitting lying scrolling, I'm like, right, okay, I see somebody cleaning something, like I need to do that, and I get up and I just do
it. I love cleaning. One of those. Oh, Kelly, I love a good clean. I feel, well, first of all, it's a great way to get out of mind of my children, so yes. I'm like,
one thing I will say, Jennifer, is you said a few weeks ago that you've never listened to a podcast. Put on That's headphones, true. Listen to true crime, that's what I do, and just get my clean on. I keep one off, obviously the kids are in the house. I have one headphone, one on my ear, one off my ear so I can listen out, and crack on. And
it's quite therapeutic, I'd say.
Yeah, it's absolutely therapeutic. Yeah, it's my little like...
escape.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you sit down to a clean house and there's no better feeling.
There's nothing like it. There is absolutely nothing like it. I totally agree. Tell me about your home then. What is your house like and what's home life like for you?
Home life is busy. I've got 3 kids, 3 different school runs every day, loads of activities. They'd be in the crib at Christmas if I let them. You know, we just kind of do everything. And so it's all constantly on the road, on the go, dinners, homework. You know, it's very busy. So it is hard to really incorporate trying to scrub a mattress deep down every time. But if you do it on seasonal, like, or even in summer, you know, coming into spring, coming into autumn.
Yeah.
And, you know, just
put it
think
into
to yourself.
I have put it into my head now, Kelly. I'm totally all over this. And listen, you have Naomi and Anne and Zoe, your kids, 14, 8 and 6. Do they help now? What are their jobs around the house? Are they age-appropriate jobs when it comes to cleaning?
Oh, I wish. I do ask. Like, my youngest are at this stage where they want to build a base every day and they want to get every blanket, pillow. They build bases and then they just leave them. They don't even play with them. And every day they're like, can we build a base? I'm like, if you tidy it. But of course, mommy tidies it. So they do sometimes, but obviously my patience wears thin and then I just do it myself.
Yeah, you're like, no. I have a new true crime podcast to listen to. I will do the cleaning. I will do the, you go and sit down and do your homework. Listen, what's the name of your Instagram account if people want to go and check you out?
Yeah, it's Irish Dream Clean Home.
Okay, Irish Dream Clean Home on Instagram. Kelly, we'll get you back on. If there's anything you'd like to ask Kelly or get some tips, 51552. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
I'll talk to you soon. You too. Bye, Kelly. There we go. That is Kelly, who runs the Cleaning Hacks and Tips Instagram page, Irish Dream Clean and Home. You can give her a follow. She's absolutely gorgeous. And we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.